Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
American leadership in technology is unparalleled, an unparalleled source of innovation that can transform lives. We see the same dangers of the concentration of technology, power, and wealth. You know, his farewell address, President Eisenhower spoke of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. He warned us then about, and I quote, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power, end of quote. Six decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech-industrial complex that could pose real dangers for our country as well. Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation, enabling the abuse of power. The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing. Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit. We must hold the social platforms accountable to protect our children, our families, and our very democracy from the abuse of power.
It's smothering, everybody. It is. It's smothering, and it's a return to the Gilded Age, which, by the way, the Gilded Age was supposed to make fun of. It was called the Gilded Age by Mark Twain because it was supposed to be satire about an era that they tried to characterize as the Golden Age. Guess what Donald Trump is calling the next 4 years? That's right, the Golden Age. This is a return to the robber barons, but more importantly, it's smothering ordinary people. It's smothering competition. It's, again, the organization of people of great means, wealth, and the separation of all of the industries' competition out from them so that they can own entire industries all by themselves. Like J.P. Morgan, he was the banking oligarch, right? Carnegie, you should be very upset about Andrew Carnegie because he was an immigrant, you know. He was, just like Elon. He was an immigrant. He was from Scotland, and, you know, he had the steel market. He had all of the steel in the United States. You had John D. Rockefeller. He was the oil, oligarch, and Cornelius Vanderbilt was basically the rail oligarch. So now, instead of them, we're going to have Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos. More importantly, David Lynch died. Now, when you need somebody to point out the surrealistic nature of a smothering life, you can't really do much better than a David Lynch film. In fact, every time things get very surreal and every time things get like, I can't even figure out like which way is up, which way is down, what's the truth, whether I always say this is like living in a David Lynch movie. Yes, I do. I've said that for, I'm going to say 24 years. That was a reference that I would make to things that were unfreaking believable. And this is one of those eras. This is one of those unbelievable, smothering, mommy, sort of a, okay, people who watch Blue Velvet many times, you know, they know what that particular little outburst was about. People who haven't seen it or don't remember it correctly have no idea what I just did.
I love Blue Velvet, as I told you, Lost Highway.
Did you get it?
I did. Well, I was primed. I was, because we talked earlier, but I love Lost Highway. Love Lost Highway.
I know you do. Mulholland Drive, though.
Love Mulholland Drive.
Masterpiece. You know, and I didn't even realize until today when I was looking at like David Lynch's life and the movies under his, I'll say under his belt. Why not? I mean, you want to talk surreal, okay? I got a factoid later on that's blowing my mind. I can hardly concentrate because I know this. I know this one thing. It's really, really screwing up my life, my day, my being, my existence. But I'll get there, I think, I hope, I pray. I mean, maybe not, because of the fact of this fact being what it is. But David Lynch, you know, he cast all of these Patricia Arquette and Dennis Hopper, you know, in Blue Velvet, and some, you know, of course, this Bella Rossellini, and, you know, and then I'm looking at like Tarantino films that I freaking love. I don't think there's one. Well, there is one I don't absolutely positive. The Hateful Eight.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
Fans of his. That's the one that they might tell you. Yeah.
Not the greatest. But okay. But the casting of you know, Blue Velvet and the casting of True Romance. Okay, it's very you know, informative if you understand David Lynch's you know, ability to get really weird performances out of really, really great actors. You know, even what's his name? Bill Pullman. Pullman.
Yes, absolutely.
The guy from that played the president from Independence Day, okay, in Lost Highway, just creepy. Just like wow. To get that out of a guy. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of a director? I just, wow. So that's a great loss. And so is democracy. Okay. So this is how I connect the two, you know, things that are going on in this here country today. Surreal and tragic and a great loss for people in this country. It's just like you'll never see it again. And so I started researching. This is the other fact, okay? So I started researching, you know, presidents that we rejected after one term in the Democratic Party, okay? People that, well, for the likes of me, I cannot understand why people rejected Jimmy Carter, except to say he asked you to sacrifice. And what did he ask you to sacrifice? He asked you to sacrifice turning your heat up and wearing a sweater just so that he could manage, you know, the global mayhem that was ensuing with Iranian oil on the market. And, you know, things he didn't want us to import anymore. He didn't want to enrich terrorist groups or people who were, you know, going to use proxies to fight wars, which, you know, just ended, what, yesterday? No, Sunday. It'll end Sunday. Yeah, it's still going on. Israel bombed some more people overnight. And they're going to do it too. I mean, if I were over there now, if I was in Gaza right now tonight and you know, Saturday night, oh my God, I don't know where I would hide. I'm not really sure where I would go. But that's, the ceasefire doesn't begin until Sunday. Just saying. So okay, so we rejected Jimmy Carter as a one-term president, and for those of you who think that Donald Trump is going to spirit in some sort of a new Christian, white Christian nationalist ideology. As far as white Christians go, you couldn't get any more white or Christian or Southern for that matter than Jimmy Carter, who lived it, who breathed it, who worked it, who walked it and talked it until the day of his death. And America rejected him, which I think was just the beginning of the end of the era of progressivism. I really do. I think that was the beginning of the end. That was just the 70s, okay? Okay, and it started in the 60s. So I was looking at the 60s, right? Okay, you can kind of understand why LBJ didn't seek a second term. You can kind of see because of the Vietnam War, which was a bogus bullcrap war. That was a war that I don't know what the hell was going on. It was, you know, to beat back communism is what that was. Well, evidence that war was completely Vietnam government today, communist, and China communist, you know. And they when we say we're gonna, you know, put tariffs on, when Donald Trump says he's gonna put tariffs on Chinese imports, guess what they do? Guess that's right, they move the factories to Vietnam. Oh well, you know, where there's a communist will, there's a communist way. But so I could sort of understand LBJ. I can sort of get that. But Biden, you hate Biden? What is that about? You rejected him, why? Because he's a senior citizen and he's old?